Kira reads Donald Davidson's What Metaphors Mean. Kira pursues her reading like a martial art. Nothing feels better than hitting the keys and sensing her own arguments hitting the mark. Kira's philosophical fighting ethos is as strict as any found in a dojo, proud and composed, without self-pity, and with the best possible technique requiring daily practice. At the moment, the fight is between her and Donald Davidson. From the very first lines, she does not like Davidson. There is something in his tone. Kira immediately wants him to be wrong. He's already tired when he thinks of the stupid objections that will inevitably arise. He believes that anyone smart enough will agree with his argument as a matter of course. Kira can hear it clearly. She admonishes herself to ignore his arrogance for the time being. She stares at the pages in front of her and reads closely. Davidson discusses one theorist of metaphor after the other. He is clearly most comfortable when he is proving others wrong. He tries to destroy their arguments with a few sentences. In this haste, obvious inaccuracies occur. But this does not necessarily mean that he's wrong on the whole. While criticizing others, Davidson is clear. But when he explains his own position, he remains vague. He goes on and on about metaphors carrying only literal meaning, yet he understands the metaphor as a discrete phenomenon. That does not make sense to Kira. It confuses her. She squints her eyes in order to read more accurately, to see what he means. By the end of the essay, Kira is still not exactly sure what his main argument is. The secondary literature does not help. Neither does it explain the precise construction of Davidson's argument, nor do the possible objections to it convince her. Davidson is like so many theorists. He only thinks from his own little perspective and does not even notice himself doing so. Kira is undecided. Here and there he has a point. Other authors' perpetual raving over the endless possibilities of metaphor is annoying. Kira reads the essay again and tentatively agrees in order to see whether everything suddenly makes sense. She does not forget her reservations, she just pushes them a little farther away. Kira wants to understand Davidson. She's willing to concede his argument if necessary, yet she will not submit to Davidson by any means. It is important not to submit, even if Davidson is smarter, especially if Davidson is smarter. Nothing is decided yet. What would it take for Kira to win? Victory would be hers if she could understand Davidson's text completely, while at the same time being smarter than him in one aspect. If she could see Davidson's line of argument clearly and at the same time could say why one particular point of it does not work, then she would have won. But it is not that easy. Of course, she can find a few weak points. Especially his examples offer many possibilities for critique. But these points are not central to his argument. Pointing to them in order to reject the whole would be dishonest. Kira would only have won if she could find a mistake that is so central that it calls the whole thing into question. 2 days later, Kira reads the second half of the essay again. She's almost certain that Davidson is wrong, just not entirely. He's not quite as arrogant as she first thought. He's trying to be fair. Finally, she finds his core hypothesis. Davidson wants literality to reside on a different level of meaning than metaphor. He wants Kira to think of metaphor as a figure of speech, such as a lie or a joke. Metaphors are thus far less fundamental than literality. Kira thinks that the whole essay would be much more intelligible if Davidson would explain this right at the beginning. While she sits at her desk and wonders whether she can refute this thesis, she suddenly finds the right handle for pulling the whole essay to the ground. She can catch him where he's just as naive as those he criticizes, on the question of what literality actually is. He says nothing about it. He believes in the self-evident nature of the concept. Kira would only need one page to pull this rug from under his feet. After that, it would be child's play to prove that his claims are untenable. It is a delicious moment. During the next hour, many more delicious moments occur as Kira becomes more and more sure that her argument hits the mark. She is able to unhinge Davidson's whole essay. Now she has made contact, she feels Davidson's strength, and she feels her own opposing force wrestle him to the ground. She has found the right angle and can argue precisely. Now she can hit hard. It is a pity that Davidson is already dead and cannot answer. But he would probably not even read the objections of an unimportant female continental doctoral student anyway. But if he did, though, he would have to take them damn serious. Like the professors, old conservative sots as well as young progressive ones, who only take her seriously once she had made some sharp remarks. It is only then that even female professors raise their eyebrows and remember Kira's name. That evening, her triumph has already gone stale. It is actually annoying that she found something so fundamental. It means that Davidson is not an equal opponent. His mistake is so basic that it is not even worth writing a chapter on him. Davidson has become so unimportant that he will merely end up in a footnote in her dissertation.